Christianity is not the life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
I believe his word. You know the song? I receive his word. He promised me a change, and I believe it. I proclaim his word, standing on his word. He's promised me a change, and I receive it. No luck is in my life. Full healing's in my life. Everything restored. Everything restored. All of my past is gone. All hurt and pain is gone. Everything is changed for me. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. For me, everything has changed. Things are not the same. Everything has changed. For me.
Hallelujah. So we'll just calmly enjoy the word of God this evening, okay? Like we've always been doing. I will start my text from Revelation 1. We'll read down through and see where our theme was gotten from, then build on it. Today's theme is the apocalypse, breaking the scrolls and opening its seven seals. While I was coming, I was telling God, I want to open the seven seals today. And I was laughing. Because it's not possible. Alright? So I'll just do a summary of this teaching. And we'll have a series. Amen? On the seals. Explain the seals. You all know the seals in the book of Revelation, right? From 5 down to the end, we're talking about the seals. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So there's no way I'll start preaching the seals because I'm preaching the whole of the book of Revelation. Are we together? I'll give you a very good background teaching, but we hit the nail on the head. The summation of everything about the seals, we hit it, but seals bit by bit, we don't have that time. Alright? So maybe when we're doing a teaching on, what is the study of the end time called? In fact, a lot of times I don't feel like we should be putting Revelation in the book of, in the study of eschatology. A bit of it, but not all of it. Because Revelation is not just the story of the end. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It's not the way it's portrayed. It's portrayed, I mean. If you look at the book of Revelation, a lot of things have already even happened. It's more like the back end of the happenings through time. Kingdom age from the Old Testament, when men were trying to forcefully enter into the kingdom, down through the reign of Christ on the earth, and the sufferings of Christ on the earth, his death, burial, and resurrection. The back end event. The things that happen at the back of everything. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? You know what the back end of everything should be? Some of you are programmers, understand back end, but let's try to simplify this for everybody to understand. Now, look at this beautiful screen with this beautiful man, right? And the beautiful writing. a lot of you have low self-esteem. I say, beautiful man, you are wondering whether I'm right. This wonderful man, handsome man, sorry, because we're in an age now, we have to be careful. Beautiful writings, are we together? A wonderful screen. If we remove all the wires and everything at the back of the screen, inside the screen, will we have anything showing here? You know, we may cut a wire, or, you know, something called flex. Is it flex? I mean, flex. I mean, what do they call it? Flex, ba? There's this flex for screen, even phones have it. When you just touch that little nylon, it's nylon-like, everything about your screen is gone. The screen is big, the way it is like this. But if you touch that little leather-like tool, the whole screen is tattered. So, as wonderful as this thing looks here, it is being controlled by little things within a system that we cannot see. What is beautiful is the screen and the picture displayed, but at the back end of everything that makes this possible, a lot of system hidden in this what? TV box. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So like I said, a lot of things are within this, should I call it box? This TV box controls the display we see on the outside. Are we together? So as beautiful as it looks, we can't just say this is everything that makes for a TV. The screen is not everything. A lot of systems, in fact, we can have screen, but if we don't have one or two tools that constituents, is that English correct? That make up for the system of this TV box, we will not see the display on the screen. Am I right? How many of you have systems that have gone blank before? PCs. That when you on, it's just blank. It ever happened to you? How many of you one day woke up and your phone screen, wow, white? Did you feel like crying? I mean, the screen is there and it's not like it fell down. It's just like that. You know, some of you, we feel like crying, isn't it? It's like, what happened now? In fact, when he entered water, I did not do anything. When it fell from a mountain, nothing happened. But this wonderful morning, you had prepared everything. You want to enjoy Facebook in the morning and boom. It's not showing. And when you go to Tito Gate, they say 15,000. Have you been there before? Then you say, give me my phone. And probably you borrow another person's phone and you now put on Facebook or on WhatsApp status, you say, please, I'm not on WhatsApp T, further notice. Because probably you are not ready for 15,000. And for some who have the 15,000, they painfully now give it. Hallelujah to Jesus. So that's how life, I wanted to say that's how life is supposed to be. No, that's how it happens sometimes in life. It's not supposed to be like that. Are we together? Trying to explain that back. And now, with all the beautiful things we see in scriptures, you are above only. Live above sin. Reign above death. Live like the devil doesn't exist. There are a lot of things at the back end that are supposed to make up for the production of all this beautiful display we are seeing on the front end or at the front end. If you are supposed to live above sin and like the devil doesn't exist and to live above addiction, any form of addiction and fear and failure, there are a lot of things that must be understood at the back end. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Now what I'm talking about in the book of Revelation is the explanation of the back end of all the kingdom age through time. From the Old Testament through the time of Jesus walking on the earth till his death, burial, resurrection, when they slapped him, something was happening in the heavens. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Whatever was you were seeing on the earth, when Moses parted the Red Sea, there was something controlling the event we see in the supernatural, the back end. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? A lot of things that happened on the end, even the time that Pharaoh had a problem with Moses, the water was turning to red and etc., there were events that were happening at the back end in the supernatural. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? That is why when you read the book of Revelation, it seems as if you are seeing everything that happened in the Old Testament, some event in the Old Testament. Isn't it interesting? You see, the Bible spoke about even Elijah. Is it Elijah and Moses? There's a part of scriptures like that in the book of Revelation. Isn't it interesting? And you are wondering, why am I seeing this man in the end? No, it's not the end. It's called Apocalypse. It is a revelation of things that happened in time past, during the reign of Christ, and now that Christ is dead, buried, and resurrection. The back end event. That's why it's called the Apocalypse, the revelation. the unraveling. And why the Bible started with this is revelation of Jesus Christ? Because Jesus Christ is the miniature microcosm of the kingdom. He is the real idea of the kingdom. He is the essence of scripture through time. Everything from Old Testament points to Christ till the revelation of Christ in the new. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So he is the doorway to the kingdom. And that's why Jesus, while speaking in his days while walking on the earth, he said in Luke 4, he said, is it Luke 4 or Luke 24? He said, and Bible said, and Jesus opened their eyes to that they may understand all that were written about him in Moses, the prophet, and the Psalms. And the Bible said, he opened their eyes that they may understand what? The scriptures. You see, he opened their eyes to understand everything that points to him in Moses. That is the Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms. And the Bible says at the end that he opened their eyes that they may understand the scriptures. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see that Jesus has been, there are events about Jesus through time past. Things that pointed to him. Not necessarily revealed him because they didn't even understand the things. Alright, but the events, whatever they did in those days pointed to Christ, like lamb slain. They truly didn't understand the essence of that. But that was pointing to who? Christ Jesus. Like washing of the feet, you know, and etc. Hallelujah to Jesus. All pointed to Christ Jesus. Are you understanding me right now? That's why if you look at the book of Revelation, it's so rich. You see, you know, one time I was listening to Prophet Kubus. I was so wowed. He was speaking about that part of the wine press. There's a part in the book of Revelation that spoke of, I'm just touching everywhere. If you have touched anywhere and I explain it, good for you. Else, you wait for another time. There's a part of the scripture that spoke about one that was threshing on the wine press and that his garment was stained with red. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you guys here tonight? So threshing the wine, there's a part of scripture like that. I remember why the thing struck me very well. I stayed hours, days, months, years trying to understand that part of scripture. And I was not understanding it. And I was asking myself, what thing concerns somebody threshing wine press in the book of Red? I remember I asked that funny question. I said, what the hell is the meaning of this thing? In the Bible itself, I did not see book of Revelation. I said, how can somebody break this mystery? Then one day I was also reading. Then Prophet Kubus, whoop! I said, let me listen to him. I don't know how he just started talking about that thing. He said, remember, God said, I cannot put new wine in what? So that means whatever Jesus was doing in the New Testament was to bring about the new wine. He said, that is why figuratively, he was stretching upon the grape juice, you know, the grape that was producing, you know, it's called wine press. You tread in the old, in their culture, you match it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He said, and he wore white, so the stain of the juice, I mean the color, the wine, all the juice of the grapes stained his white. Are you people get out? I'm trying to explain to you. And that connotes his death, burial, resurrection. And I was like, amazing, simply beautiful. That's why the Bible says it is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And funny enough, whatever you are looking for in the book of Revelation, you will see it. If you go there to look for 66, you see 66. If you go there to look for Antichrist, you see Antichrist. Anything you set your eye. How many of you have read the book of Revelation before? And you enjoyed yourself? Lift your hand. You truly enjoyed yourself, like you like what you are reading. It's sweet. Huh? Some people are saying yes, some people are saying no. Okay, is it scary? Very scary, right? Especially where you hear the first death and the second death and the death was thrown into another death. And my God. Read that part? The first death occurred and blah, blah, blah. And some in hell were now thrown into the lake of fire. And you're like, God, what is happening? Why are you scaring us in this part of the Bible? Then somewhere at the end, he now warns, he said, don't add or remove. Everything is threat. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's not difficult. It's a beautiful book. You see, the church in those days in the book of Revelation were having a crisis. Are we together? They were being bullied by the Roman Empire. They were suffering and praying to God, because that was not the promise God made to the church. Remember Matthew 16, 16 to 17. He said, "What do men say that I am?" And Peter said, after so many answers, he said, "You are the Christus." Then he says, firstly he said, "Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father." Then he said, "Upon this revelation I will build my," and that the gate of hell will not what? That simply means the man of God, John, who was in the days of the book of Revelation, would have been asking the question, if Jesus said the gate of hell will not prevail, what is now making the gate of hell what? Prevail. Am I making sense to you? So, in the Isle of Patmos, John the Revelator began weeping and praying because he was the head of the church. Just like in present day, some people who have an head for themselves, like a pope, for instance. Amen? That is a denomination have a head for their church. He is the pope, for instance. So he's in charge of almost all their affairs in that denomination. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Alright, not the head of the church, the head of their church. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? So we too, in the Pentecostal, do we have a head of our church in the Pentecostal? I don't think we do. In the Pentecostal, we have geos being heads. You know, in the Pentecostal, heads can disagree with other heads and the rest. But they have a particular head. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? And everybody under that leadership listens to that one man who is the Pope. Are we together? Whatever he says stands through their whole system. If, for instance, the Pope gives an instruction today from Rome, even the church in Vandicare will do it in less than 24 hours. The news will spread. Are we together? That's how John the Revelator was the what? Head of the church in those days. So he took the burden of the people. He had the burden of the people. He was crying and trusting the Lord to bring about a change in the current status quo. Men were dying. People were just losing their lives anyhow. The Caesar of that time was very wicked. He hated Christians. And John had no option but to cry to the Lord. In fact, even John was in the Isle of Patmos. It was a place for throwing away the corpse of dead people. Are we together? If you are dead, they throw you there. So, you know, history has it that John, as people them say, are we together? They said he was dipped in a hot oil or something like that. They tried severally to kill him, but they couldn't kill him. So they just had to carry him like that and throw him with the dead corpse. Are we together? Meanwhile, they had killed a lot of people, and church services were held underground. Alright? Underground. As we are talking, I'll tell you why sometimes when we look at the church in the current state of the church in Nigeria and in the world at large, we are pained by some kind of petty arguments. Because there was a time people were running underground to do service. And I used to ask myself, with the current state of the church, if there is a time like that again in this world, how many people will be Christians? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? In fact, how many people will run and enter underground to even do service to risk their life? You hear people start shouting, God is in the heart. Jesus is in the heart. You know, there was a time in China that Christianity was a taboo. And people started cramming the Bible. The situation made them to start cramming Bible. That you can talk to a man, he knows chapters and verses of the Bible. A missionary said he went to a U.S. citizen, a missionary. He said he went to China and went to visit some Christians who were in prison. You know, they can't arrest him because he went on missions. And was speaking with some of them and was asking them, you know, as he was about to quote, they will quote the scripture. He's about to quote, they quote the scripture. And he was like, how did you people know the Bible? He said, they don't allow us to read the Bible here, so we just read it, cram it, and keep it. You can imagine. That's why sometimes when we hear people arguing about petty things, we know they don't understand Jesus. Are you people following me tonight? that if a time like that should come, God forbid, but is it a time like that comes? You know, I asked a few people one time I was teaching, they were leaders, I was teaching them, and I said to them, imagine you were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the king said that if you don't bow, you'll be thrown into fire. And you know how that fire was. And probably you heard the king said, go and make sure that fire is 10 times hotter. Now will you bow? How many Christians in this church, even right now, will say, oh king, about this matter, we are not careful. Maybe one of them will say, talk for yourself. And at the end say, if we perish, we perish. And even the people that were taking them there, scripture said they were born to death. The people that were the soldiers were born to death. But those three folks, nothing happened to them. Isn't that interesting? In the Old Testament though, not the New Testament. Are you guys ready for me this evening?
Yes, sir.
In the Old Testament though, you better keep the right attitude listening to the word. Some of you, your Christianity is like a camel. You have to wake up. Tell your neighbor, hit your neighbor hard and say, wake up. I say, hit them hard. Look at them. You don't follow instruction. I say, hit them hard. Flee from Akamu Christianity. It's time to be alive in the spirit. Are you listening to me? It's Good Friday. It's not a day to cry. Is a day to steer the glory, pour the glory on your inside. Are you listening to me? Very important. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I asked them, I said, how many of you? How many of you? You think Jesus just wastes investment. God wastes investment. I mean, God wants you to just fly abroad, have money, have a wife, have a husband, have children. And that's all about your life? You think so? You think his death, burial, and resurrection on the cross is for nothing? The goal of that death, burial, and resurrection has not been fulfilled, and all you want is money? It's not that cheap. Are you listening to me? And some people, that's how they want their Christianity to be. They just want to use God and get their things done. He said, take upon yourself my yoke and burden, and you what? Hey, speak to me. Take upon yourself my word. And that is the only way you can find true rest in life. My yoke and my word, my burden. Meaning, take upon yourself kingdom responsibility. See that my kingdom is expanded. He said it in another way. He says, seek first the kingdom. Then he said, every other word that the Gentiles seek will be what? Added to you. Are you listening to me? And so that's how church services were happening. And the man of God, amidst the dead body, seeing some of his brethren and sons and daughters in the faith, all dead in the Isle of Patmos, he began to cry. And begging God. He prayed. In fact, history said he prayed anyhow. Praying. Because he didn't understand the state of the church. He didn't understand what was happening. This is not God's promise to the church. What's happening? And while he was praying, that is when he bumped into this vision we call today the book of Revelation. I was doing a study and a connection that I'll probably conclude on Sunday. And I found out that the book of Revelation has a great unity with the book of Daniel. So I began to ask myself, why will this book at the tail of the New Testament have a connection with something at the middle of the Old Testament? And the Lord reminded me that I should watch the events that happened. In the book of Daniel, are you here? You know, Daniel was different from all of those folks. He was a Jew. Are we together? Now, he was in another city called what? Call what? Talk like you are sure of what you are saying. Call what? Babylon. In another man's city. Another man's world. Alright? And those guys are known for evil. They are known for darkness. although they had wonderful civilizations, innovations. Are we together? And the man of God, Daniel, happened to be in the city. But he had seen what has been written concerning his people, Israel. And that the time for manifestation is that time space where he was. You know, it was around that time that he got to discover all that had been written in the book of Revelation. So the Bible says he inquired more in prayer and by reading of more materials. He wanted to understand what was happening. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the focal point is that they were in the same situation. Israelites were under captivity just like they were under captivity in the book of Revelation. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So that is why the visions were kind of similar. But there's something God told Daniel in Daniel 12 around 4. He told him that these visions I've said to you, we have more meaning in the time to come. Time to come is a way people always say the end of, you know, is a scriptural way that you can see in another way they say it is end of time. Another way scholars will call it is the coming of Christ. They'll say end of time, time to come, coming of Christ. The two or three different styles that they call it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? For instance, the Bible says at the end of the age, Christ came. So when they are talking about end of the age, they are talking about the coming of Christ. Now from Daniel, if they say the coming of Christ, we are not talking about after Jesus is resurrected and we are waiting for him to come. No. We are talking about Jesus even coming to be dead, buried, and what? Resurrected. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So of course, there's no way you interpret that to be from our own perspective that right now we are waiting for the parousia. No, because at that time, Jesus had not been revealed on the earth. So if you read Daniel 12 around 4, you see that the Bible says some of these visions, Daniel, that you are having, the interpretation will make more sense at the end of the age. And I began to ask myself, what is then the end of the age from Daniel's time? Of course, it is the coming of Christ. Are we together? Now, as Jesus came, was dead, buried, and resurrected, a lot of things that happened that Daniel saw began to unravel. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? For instance, he promised that I will give you a kingdom that cannot be broken. And the Bible said we have been translated from what? Into what? By the reason of Jesus' resurrection. Am I making sense to you guys this evening? And a lot of interpretation, like I said, I can't go fully into all the seals. We'll just have to be touching and see how God will help us have a beautiful evening. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. So let me continue. John was praying in the Isle of Patmos. He was praying, and while he was praying, he bumped into the book of Revelation. So let's start from... Now this is a testimony of the church, isn't it? It said, you are Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not what? So according to Jesus' testimony for the church, the gate of hell is not supposed to what? Now if they are prevailing, something is wrong. We are not putting 1 + 1 together. Something is not right somewhere. Because if the devil is not supposed to prevail against the church and he is eventually prevailing, something is wrong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Now remember, I said on this rock, who is the rock? Christ. If I said it is only on this thing that I can keep my tab or my Bible or microphone, if this thing is not here, I cannot keep it there. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It takes a phone to make a call. If there is no phone, there is no what? Call. For the church to not be touched, according to the Bible, the gates of hell not to prevail against the church, the church must be under. If they are not on the rock, anything can happen. So interesting. You will see what God told the man of God, John, in the book of Revelation. So we will start from Revelation 1:1. I wanted to hit the nail on the head, but let's just build from there. It says, the revelation of what? Jesus Christ. The revelation of what? The revelation of what? Meaning when you read the book of Revelation, you see Jesus revealed in every event. He is the beginning of the age and the end of the age. He is the beginning and the end. The Bible even says so. That's why if you go downwards, you begin to hear him describe himself as the beginning and the Alpha and. Trying to make John understand that Jesus has been from time past, present, and to come is still him that we'll see. Am I making sense to you this wonderful evening? It says, which God gave him to show his servant things which must surely take place, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. Revelation simply means the unraveling. Next part of scripture. Who bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Go back to the tail of verse 1. So that you understand why these things are not in their exact meaning, but they are in allegories. Probably we can call it even types and shadows. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So angels stood there because what was happening. Now, as long as we saw angels, we will not see the literal meaning. We will see significance rather. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain. So instead of seeing the meaning literally, you'll be seeing seven candlesticks. You'll be seeing hearing seven spirits. You'll be seeing, you can go on and mention lion with three heads. You can see, you'll be seeing things like that because angels are involved to pass the meaning. And it's not given to them to understand these things. After these things I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. You see what was happening? He said, come up here. And I will show you things which must take place after this. Next part of scripture. Immediately I was in the spirit and behold a throne set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. Next part of scripture. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Next part of scripture. Around the throne were 24 thrones. 24 thrones. And on the throne I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white robes. And they had crowns of gold on their head. Next part of scripture. And from the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Next part of scripture. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. In the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. Now go back to verse 1 and verse 2 again. It says, after these things I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven because of time. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. Next part of scripture. Immediately I was in the spirit and behold a throne set in heaven and one sat on the throne. Now, the point I want to draw from this part of scripture is the fact that he was told to come up here. Give me the old KJV rendition. The old KJV rendition. Immediately I was on the spirit and behold a throne was set in heaven and one sat on the throne. Next part of scripture. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and sardine stone. Give me in the Amplified rendition. And he who, from verse 1. After these I looked and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard like the sound of a war trumpet speaking with me said, come up here and I'll show you what must take place after this thing. Now, the point I want to hit is the fact that John was told to come up here.
He was told to what? Come up hither. Everybody say, come up hither. And funny, this is what I want to explain. That having been told to come up hither is because he was in the wrong place. He was where? In the wrong place. And the church needed to come up hither, not to remain in that level. Because if the church is on Christ, the gate of hell will not what? Prevail against the church. Are we together? But let's hit the nail on the head. Revelation 5 and 1. I saw in the right hand of him who sat seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, closed and sealed with seven seals. Firstly, when we talk about scrolls in the Old Testament, they are like our books today. Okay? That's why today you see nobody using a scroll. Nobody is using what? A scroll. Because we have books and jotters, and we have iPads that represent tabs and etc. But in those days, what they had for writing was what? And that's why God had to use scrolls to explain to them. Not because scrolls is a more powerful tool than book, but because in those days what they had was what? Scroll. So that when you are meditating, you are not just positioned to see God writing on the scroll. He can write on a book for you. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very simple. And the Bible said, a scroll written on the inside and on the back, closed and sealed with seven seals. For a scroll to be written inside and outside, you can go and check in, according to history. It means the message is complete and is very important. And for it to be sealed with seven seals, it simply means that is an important document that is more like a will that the father is passing to his children. Are we together? More like a will a father is what? Passing to his children. Nobody can open it until the person that the father has designated to open comes around. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So when you see any scroll with seven seals writing on the front and on the back, is a very important document. All right? More like a will that the father is passing to a what? His children. And nobody must open it until the person designated to open it comes around. And nobody knows the person. The person just appears. And he gives evidence that he's the one to open it. And he opens it. And God, knowing that John is aware of this order in his days, that is why he said, this scroll is sealed with what? Seven seals. And I'm very sure John's expectation after hearing this was to know the person that has the capacity to read out the scrolls. Are we together? Because not anybody can just go and touch the scrolls. Next part of scripture. And it says, and I saw a strong angel announcing with a loud voice, who is worthy, having the authority and virtue, to open the scroll and to break its seals. Next part of scripture. It calls, interestingly, the Bible says a strong angel. Meaning not just any kind of angel. A very what? Strong angel. Yet he was the one announcing. He's not even daring to open. Isn't that interesting? He's not daring to open. He's announcing. Who fit do am? So I'm wondering if people in heaven have seen this angel so strong announcing who can do it, then who will even go close? Nobody went close. And I saw a strong angel announcing with a loud voice. You can imagine the voice. You know, sometimes when thunder strike, those angels spoke. Have you heard those things before? When we're growing up, if we see lightning, we say, angel just moved. Or it is the voice of an angel. Blah, blah, blah. So imagine an angel shouting in heaven. And if truly thunder comes with the voice of an angel, imagine the kind of thundering that happens. And nobody was found worthy. Next part of scripture. And no one in heaven or on earth or what? In what? Hades. The realm of the dead. Nobody anywhere. Everybody appeared. They were around. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Everybody was around. Every master from every nation came. And the strong angel came out. So big. A giant. Who is worthy? Who is that person? No one knew.
And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth in Hades, the realm of the dead, was able to open the scroll or look into it. Next part of scripture. It then says, and I began to weep greatly. You see, he understood what it meant. There's something the Father has hidden for a generation that if we see it, we'll rejoice. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? John, you know, because he was crying for a solution, and here comes a solution. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? And the Isle of Patmos crying that the church were decaying, they were suffering. This is not the testament of the church that you had promised. And here comes a solution. And of course, this solution is not a solution for the... God is not just giving a new solution. John was not even aware that this solution had always been. I'll show you that. But in John's heart, if you have read this part of scripture now, in John's heart, John was expecting something new to hit him as a solution. Or for a solution. For the church. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Then he began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or look into it. So he began to cry. Am I going to leave this vision now, going back to the same suffering with the people? Blah, 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 blah. And next part of scripture. What then happens? Then one of the 24 elders said to me, stop weeping, with a loud voice. He said, look closely. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome and conquered. He can open the scroll and break its seven seals. Oh my goodness, the elder thought he was right. I'm coming to break your heart now. Not even the elder was right. He had an idea. I know you've never heard this come from me, but I'm going to show you from the Bible. We opened from the Old Testament. When I saw it, I was astonished too. Because I felt this guy got it. All right? But even though he got it, not fully, he had more like a miniature microcosm of what the entirety of this meeting should be. Let's see Genesis 49 from verse 9. There's a prophecy of the tribe of Judah that they are going to have kings, strong and mighty men, who will rule from generation to generation till the reign of Christ. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Are you guys coming, getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And so, many people feel like when there's trouble, there's a tribe that should bring solution. And it should be that tribe of what? Judah. And do you know, funny enough, that Jesus hails from that tribe? Huh? He's the root of Jesse? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But he didn't give us the victory from that tribe. From the DNA of that tribe. No. For instance, he said, Judah, a lion's cub. With the prey, my son, you have gone high up the mountain. He stooped down. He crossed like a lion. And like a lion, who dares rouse him? Next part of scripture. Trying to give the foundation of Judah's DNA. The scepter of royalty, see that? Shall not depart from Judah. You see that? Nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. Until Shiloh, the Messiah, the peaceful one, comes. And to him shall be the obedience of the peoples. Meaning these guys are going to be in charge till the coming of Christ. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? When it comes to royalty, they were so powerful. Wonderful tribe. Hallelujah to Jesus. A lot of scriptures I can go ahead and tell you. Maybe you can just write some of them. Isaiah 11 and 1. You know the way Judah was described. Everyone knew the glory should come in that dimension. Now, I'm very aware that these people know that they are talking about, they have an idea, a very major idea that they are talking about Christ, but not in the light of how they thought he was going to come. In Isaiah 11:1, the Bible says, he shall be a ruler in the beginning and in the end. King from the house of Judah will be anointed. Because you, my son, removed yourself from the judgment of slain, may his rest, may he dwell in the strength like a lion and lioness. And there is no kingdom that can shake it. I read a very broad translation. Now, Isaiah 11 and 10. 11 and 10. Let me read my rendition. Or we should just read. This is that day that the nations will make supplications to the root of Jesse, who will stand a signal for the peoples, and a resting place will be glorious. Next part of scripture. Well, you can go ahead and read and read and see all the lion stuff and the rest. But let's go back to where we were. In Revelation 5 and what? So the prophecy says, somehow, the Judas tribe should bring solution to every of Israel's problem. Are we together? So the elder boldly shouted, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Stop weeping, look closely. The lion, the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has come, has overcome and conquered. He can open the scroll and break his seven seals. Because while Jesus was on the earth, that's what they thought he was. The Bible says, no more Jesus in the flesh, but Jesus where? You're not getting this. So they were describing Jesus in the flesh. That's why they called him the root of Jesse. The lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. Because that tribe, it was promised that royalty is going to flow from that tribe. From generation to what? Generation. But that was Jesus in the flesh they were describing. And next part of scripture, the Bible says, when I turned, and there between the trees, is this the next part of scripture? 6. And there between the throne with the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb, Christ, standing, bearing scars and wounds, as though it had been slain with 7 horns, complete power, and with 7 eyes, complete knowledge, which are the 7 spirits of God, who has been sent on duty into all the earth. So instead of seeing a lion, they saw a lamb. And there was a confusion. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You are breaking the chronological order. And if you look at the scripture, there is no problem there, because the Bible says the lion of the tribe of Judah will reign till the Messiah comes. But they were not aware that Jesus is the Messiah. Am I confusing you this wonderful evening? No way. 49:9-10 again, like we read. This is something just very basic. Okay? Don't think so deep. Just feel free. You get it? It said, Genesis 49:9-10. Judah, a lion's cub, right? With the prey, my son, you have given high up the mountain. He stooped down and crushed like a lion, and like a lion, who dares rouse him? Next part of scripture. The scepter of royalty shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until what? The Messiah, the peaceful one, comes, and to him shall be the obedience of the people. You see? If you look at it closely, that is supposed to reign until the coming of Christ. So in other words, if we are describing the victory, we will not say Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah. We are wrong. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So that reign is supposed to stay until the Messiah come. So that's why when they tend to see a lion, they were shocked. Who did they see? A lamb. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you now? To show that Jesus has nothing to do with anything physical. His victory for us has nothing to do with anything physical, but everything spiritual. Are you following me tonight? Very fast in the NKJV or the KJV, give me that part of scripture again, Revelation 5 and 6. Very, very fast. And there between the throne with four in the NKJV. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as though it has been what? As though it has been what? The other version say, having wounds, he looked like Christ crucified. Paul speaking, say, no, nothing but Jesus and him be what? Having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. He came fully loaded. That in the death, burial, and resurrection, everything that should make the earth and humanity beautiful was captured and released. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very, very simple in the Amplified rendition again. So that you understand again. We'll read together. It's not ambiguous. And there between the throne with what? The four living creatures. And among the elders, I saw what? And thank God for Amplify. It says Christ standing, bearing what? And what? As though it had been what? With what? Complete what? And with what? Complete what? Which are what? Who has been what? Now, where would the church be upon that the gate of hell would not prevail? What is John being showed right now? Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Because Jesus does not change. Is yesterday the same, today the same, forever the same? If he told you the gateway to power is that in the future, that is still the gateway of power. If the church, this is your secret for victory today, tomorrow, next over tomorrow, it is still the same thing that he said yesterday that will stand for today. So if he told the church while he was on the earth with the 12 that upon Christ the gate of hell will not prevail, he has not changed. It is only upon Christ that the gate of hell will not what? So our victory is only assured on the Christ. On the work of redemption. Are you listening to me? And that's why on Calvary, what did he say? It is. Now the next question is, did John the Revelator know this mystery already? Does he have an idea? Do you know he actually has an idea? Somehow I feel John the Revelator was very aback. He was so surprised. Seeing that what he's seeing right now was what he knew while on the earth, I mean, it blew his mind. Are you listening to me? Because it is before your very presence that Jesus was dead, buried, and what? And what did Mary say? Mother, behold your word. I mean, Jesus speaking, Mother, behold your word. Son, behold. That means he was there at the forefront. He saw Jesus on the cross. But he didn't know that that's the victory that has overcome the world. You know, it's very, very understandable that they're just killing Jesus, blah, 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 blah. It's, how will you start thinking this is how the victory will be? This is how? You know, your pain will be, why are they touching our guy? Why are they touching our master? Why are they touching our leader? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Not realizing that that's the only way into victory. That if he was not dead as Jesus, he would not be revealed as the Christ. Are you guys understanding me tonight? See, the only place we'll see power is in the unadulterated word of God. If we teach the word of God adulterated, there's no power in it. Is there two ways to understand calculus? Is there a more simplified way to understand calculus? Huh? Now, there's one simple way you can solve calculus, actually. What's that way? Instead of going through the formulas, there's a simple way you can just do it. What's the name of that way? Huh? I've forgotten. Can you remind me, anybody? If you did further maths, you're supposed to remember that thing. A very short way, you just say plus minus this on the... At the top there, he just said minus one, blah, blah, blah. There's a way they call it in mass. Huh? Almighty formula? No. I'm talking about for the mass. How many of you did for the mass here? Do you know what I'm talking about? Before you start using the formula for calculus, there is a simpler way to just solve it. Just put the whatsoever up there. 2 plus, what you waiting, 1 at the top there, you know? The minus sign. Huh? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? That's what I'm trying to say. There are some people in church, listen, it's the devil. Many people in church are not interested in understanding God's word. They just want activities. There are some people that you almost kill them for them to sit down and be hearing me like this. They may want to die. And when they come and you are done leading praise, they are looking for a door to run away. We grew up in churches that instrumentalists don't like the word of God. You want to start preaching, they lose interest immediately. You see them outside gisting. Say, you nearly go off beat. They tried the offbeat. The pastor don't finish. Oh, when I come inside, pastor don't finish. They will now come and mount up everything. Am I saying the truth? In fact, as we are teaching God's word, they are giving themselves sign, maybe in the choir. No sing off. Now you go sing soprano. Now you go sing alto. Immediately pastor finish. Pastor is preaching. Martha, one thing is most expedient now. Listen to the word. That is why somebody can leave church on a Sunday and in the evening you feel like going to see a man. And you are wondering. You feel like going to see a woman. You know, I heard a stupid statement one time from a lady. I'm sure she has repented on the stage. He said, do you know that anytime you finish preaching, you feel like grabbing a man? I purposely didn't talk about it for a long time because it was a shameful thing to talk about. That's why if you observe, since that time till now, I didn't talk about it. I was ashamed of it. I wanted the whole thing to calm down before me, I would talk my own. And you know, my problem is that there are a lot of young people looking up to her. So now, even if some young ladies never had such a feeling before, for the fact that she said it now, they will start expecting the feeling. Because they've had the wrong knowledge. And now they'll start creating wrong expectations. You know, Mama say that. Mama say, when you finish ministration, then you will feel like grabbing a man and tearing him apart like a lion. That's what Mama said. So if it happens to you, it's cool. I'm not trying to judge her and call her useless or something. I believe that's a mistake. Amen? But of course, you should understand that that is not true. It is not what? It is not true. How do I ever explain this? Like I said, I will raise a pastor to be teaching on relationship in this church. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it's not true. Listen, Pastor Simon, would you want to feel like touching your husband or your wife? Is there a particular time that the mood comes? There's no particular time. Alright? But somehow, listen, we are not animals. Are you here? Please listen carefully to me. Understand where I'm going to. We are not what? Animals. You can't tell me I'll just stand like this. Look at a lady. And I'll be like, hey, my guy, something is... No. No. Even if she's my wife, I'm teaching now. As I'm teaching, I feel like tearing my wife apart. What am I? Where is my mind? It starts from the mind. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? Your body does not have control over it. It's not in charge of your being. Your body travels in the direction of your mind, of your consciousness. Are you all listening to me? It means your mind is in something. That is why your body is moving in that direction. Hallelujah to Jesus. So statements like that should be avoided. They should be ignored. Whenever it's, you know, I was talking with a friend yesterday. I mentored a young man in Kaduna State. Why he posted something that so much touched him. So I wanted to tell him that it was not necessary to share. Because you see, as a young minister rising, if you want to be sharing your pain every time, you'll be sounding foolish. So sometimes just forget about the thing and just believe it. You will not understand. When you now stand from the future and think about the things you have written, you will now say, I would have not written that myself. There's no need to be sharing all of your pains. So I called him and said, these things happen. No, just forget about them, you know, etc. Because he came here to see me when he wanted to start. And I said, just focus. His pain was that while he started ministry, blah, 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 some people were not picking his call, but boom, one time, and he just announced he had a land, then, in fact, the person that was not picking his call now called him and said, my son. And he felt so embarrassed. He said, this one, I'm trying to reach all this way. But when they just dashed me one line, he now called me and said, my son. He started telling people, yeah, that's my son. You know? So he got so annoyed and, you know, I said, those things, they happen. And all you need to do is to establish the fact that you are not my father and continue moving. It's not a problem. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I said, if I get to a point in ministry that your heart becomes so strong that you don't even disturb anybody. I told him, I said, they are the one that will come into your thing. It's not pride. They will start messaging you and telling you, come and see me. With no appointment booked. I said, that's because you have stayed on your own and have built capacity and abetted results. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we began to speak about some happenings in Kaduna. And I was telling him that I have, you know, he was wondering if I'll come and do a meeting. He said, seeing that I started from there, I should try to do a meeting, you know, to really touch a lot of young folks. And so I said, every time I think about Kaduna, I feel like they are enough. And I'm being sincere. You people have heard me say that in here before. Kaduna was more like a hotspot of revival in our nation. You know, all these things happening everywhere, happening in the east and the north, nothing compared to what God started doing in Kaduna, Jos, Zaria. From Kaduna, it moved to Zaria, to Jos, and etc. I say it's nothing compared to that from 2, 5, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's nothing compared to what, in fact, your people were just there, if you're in the east or the south. We were enjoying the glory of God, and you guys were just playing religion. No insult. Till these things started breaking forth, before I started seeing some of these things happening in the east and in the south, it was just there around Kaduna, Zaria, and Jos. And you will find young people who are full of fire. Young people who are enjoying the glory of God like no man's business. So I was trying to tell him how that we evolved. Told some people that they were even popular, that I know when they started. He was amazed. He said, you know, I said, yeah, I know when this one started. When he broke out from our ministry, Zion, that time, and he started his own. We know the fall, talking about different people, and how the mighty are falling. It's such a shame that we can't find one standing from that generation. So he was expressing his burden. It's as if that was a connection in our discussion. In fact, that's when I was stirred and I started discussing more properly with him. And I said, I was telling one of my friend, Micah, I said, you have to wake up. I was Micah. I said, you have to wake up. Because somehow God helped him to get a job around Kaduna and he's supposed to be there now. So I was cheering him up. I said, you have to catch people there. You have no disrespect to them, but I said, you have to go there and really set true fire in the hearts of people like we used to have when we're in Zion. And he asked me, he said, what do you think was the problem? And I began to explain. I said, somehow, the problem happened around 2012, 13, when that move of the prophetic broke out. There was a mighty move of the prophetic. A mighty, serious wind of the prophetic. And I was telling him how that I fought my spiritual father at that time being called a prophet. For several years, if you call me a prophet, I will not turn my head. It was that serious. He said, Prophet Simon, I'll do like I did. I'm not even hearing you. Because I believe that I was the teacher of the word, not a prophet. So anybody that called me a prophet, I didn't even mind. I said, me, pastor is cool. And if you observe me, while on campus too, I was using pastor. Because I told him, even if I'm a prophet, just leave the prophet in the pastor. And he asked me why. It was because of the things that happened where I'm coming from. So I didn't want to identify with that title called prophet. You people get out and trying to explain to you. A lot of atrocities. So I said to him, one of the ways God helped me was that at a point, because we had a wrong mentality of the prophetic. You see somebody prophesying and he's saying that he does not know the Bible, he only knows how to prophesy. That was the mentality. I grew up thinking that prophets don't know how to preach the Bible. That's how I grew up thinking. So you see me, they'll call me, I'll prophesy. When I'm done, I'll drop the mic and say, we don't preach, we only prophesy. And we're like the actors. Until one time, I had a vision where God seized my prophetic. I saw in the spirit that God said, you will not be able to prophesy for so month. All you should do is read the Bible. So my joy as a Christian was to carry the Bible and read. There was nothing I was seeing. No matter you shake me, one prophecy will not come out. The only thing I was doing was reading the Bible. I will read the Bible, read the Bible, read the Bible. I read the Bible till I loved it. So my ways now became different. That when people are bragging with the prophetic, I'm bragging with the word of God. I'm telling them that you guys are missing it. The word of God is more short of prophecy. And they now nicknamed me. My nickname was the Cross and Grace Preacher. I was sharing with him. It was a nickname they gave me. You know, one time we had a program. I won't mention the names. I think Kiai was there that time. We had a program. He was one of the Samis. I was one of the teachers of the word. So when we're done teaching, I was the last person that was supposed to teach. Some started before me, so I was the last to finish the teaching. I remember when I was done teaching, after all the mysticism, the dimensions, the portals, you know, we started all of those things, though, the call of fire, the mysteries, the lampstands, all those lamp, whatever this thing you know, we give birth to it. So I just came and started teaching on Christ and him being crucified. And the whole people were just looking at me like this. Dot, 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 dot. And when we're done, I saw two ministers laughing anyhow. They were actually laughing at my teaching. I will never forget. So this is how they do grace. When we they preach everywhere scattered, but he comes, they just look at So I remember I just went home calmly and I prayed. I told the Lord to help my heart. That was the one prayer I told. I was just in that young man yesterday. Funny enough, down through the line, 2 years later, the atrocities that came out. They blew the heart of everybody. When I just said, he said, man of God, the spirit of lust is strong. He was describing it for me. It's a strong spirit of lust. That somebody is preaching all the dimension, and when he's done, he tell his sister, come and see me in my office. I tell you, there were times they were catching men of God before service trying to lay with a woman. They caught one. I will never forget. I'm not trying to say that now to shame those people. I mean, you can imagine when men of God are preparing for a service, the way they'll be praying in tongues. This one was preparing with a woman. And the assistant opened the door and saw him. And that's how the assistant broke out of me and started his own ministry. And funny enough, the origin of those ministries, all of them, the person that broke out, was somebody my spiritual father pointed at and told me, never be close to that guy. That's why I will not mention his name. For decency's sake. He said, never be close to that guy. I don't joke with his words. Till he died, every day, everything he said came to pass. Everybody he warned me against became an alien before my very eyes. I tell you the truth under heaven. There are some things that today I have not told anybody. Because the persons I'm supposed to even tell are the victims of the circumstance. But he told me. So we were coming from a meeting. That was the first ministration I ever went for after being born again and taught in the school of the spirit. We used to call it school of the spirit. He said I should lay my hands on a woman. And it was in Faringida. Is it Faringida? No. That place close to Kao. Who knows Kaduna here? That place close to Kao by the other side. Kai. Well, from there you can cut across Mando and Faringida. It's opposite Air Force Base, opposite St. Patrick's Cow. I've forgotten the name. So we went for a ministration there, and he told me to lay my hands on a lady. So I looked at him, I said, because I was watching the thing and I liked what was happening. To just lay and lay, wow, fire! So it was my first time, and I was amazed. So all I could do was to stay and be happy. I was just enjoying the moment. Wow. These things are nice. And I felt like God was touching everybody there. Like he was hugging everybody with all of his body and soul, you know. I've never ever, for the first time, remember the first time I ever saw people fell under the anointing in your front? It's as if God was with everybody there doing us like this, you know. And I was so happy. Then he now told me, lay your hands on that woman, Simon. So I say, how? I'm very dramatic. I say, how? He said, just stretch your hand. Then I went to his ear. I said, but I don't know how to do this thing. He said, go and stretch it. Just stretch it. I just did like this. I didn't know it was him at my back that was now praying in the spirit. So when I did like this on the woman's head, she said, fire, fire. I said, you will not understand that reaction. Because when she said fire, and I just like, oh, wow, my God. Yeah. So when I turned, I saw him, he closed his eye, he was doing like this. I said, it's not even me. I was just a mediator, like you carry two wire and join and get light. That was what happened to me. And when we're done, I mean, he did so much crazy, the prophetic, the power of God so mighty. We're going back home. As we're going, then that boy, because he was so free with us, that boy in the front was saying, all that prophet did today. Hi, I can do it. Say, Kai, I can do it. He was not having a problem. He wanted us to do what he can do. But he now said to me, he said, Simon. I said, yes, sir. He said, you see that one at the front? I said, yes, sir. He said, don't be close to him. He has gone. He has missed it. I said, and I called his name. I said, that one has missed it. He said, don't be close. Don't even be close. So from that day, I caught being close. 2 weeks later, Hinan told us that he wants to leave, that God has called him. 2 weeks later. And that's how he left. When he left, the people he left with, one left again and started the ministry. So his main assistant, when they caught him on a woman, the main assistant too left and started his own ministry. So we have three ministries that left somehow within the same time. Guess what happened? Three of them have closed down. For the same reason, if I mention the name, some of you, even, in fact, there was one that did a popular confession. They've closed down for the same reasons. The same reasons. Why? Because they didn't want to sit down to know the word of God. I remember that time, one of them that they couldn't call that is very popular, he mocked me that time. He used to call me to come and be part of the clique, and I would tell him that, no, me, I'm staying with the word. He said, you are just wasting, you have the prophetic, but you are wasting time, come and join the clique. When my eyes were open, I saw him in a bush doing a sacrifice. I will never forget. And I was telling my sister, I said, this one is fake. He said, how did you know? I said, I saw him. That's how they caught him. The same things I saw he was doing. Hallelujah to Jesus. No patience to hear the word of God. That's what is wrong with our generation today. So I say, such kind of people, it was on their wings that people started growing in Christianity. So the foundation of their Christianity were false. And I asked him, how can you imagine that an entire generation in a season, one thing wiped all of them out? Lost and lives. You just be, I'll be talking to my friend, boom, this one too has got, boom, this one too, they caught him, boom. I said, it was becoming a shame. I remember one time I was called to minister there, one of the last time I ministered there. When I entered there, people were, a place where people knew God, have touched God, and they were crossing their legs, trenching God, and listening to me preach the word of God. No jotters. Nobody was writing. They have seen God finish. And I remember with so much anger on my face and heart, I told all of them, it was not the word of God. I did not teach on new creation reality. I taught on administration. You can imagine. For a meeting, thank the hand of God. Me, I was teaching on administration the first day. So angrily, as I speaking to everybody, I said, can you imagine all of you seated there with no jotter, no expectation? Look at how you are looking. You, remove that chewing gum from your mouth. What kind of a lady are you? If you had, stand up and get out. It's not my ministry. I was warning everybody. I said, when we're like all of you, we're born in, and I was being real. I can tell you this for free. I was in NDS Barak Kaduna. You can go and ask if we're lying. Like Peter Obi would say, go and verify. In our time, we sustained and held that barracks spiritually. I'm not lying. I won more than 300 souls in that barracks. More than 300 souls in that barracks. And I'm not talking about just personal evangelism. I go into where they play snooker. I preach there. We used to have what we call viewing center. It's very big like this. Like this. Very big. We watch different matches there. I'll be preaching and miss the match. You can imagine, nobody will listen to me. And after the match, I continue to preach it. Meet people one-on-one. The prophet will break out, leading people to church every Sunday. But the last time I went there, I went to carry a car in Kaduna. So I just branched the barrack. I know all the routes to the barrack. So I was passing. And I saw some small boys like this that time I was in the barrack. There were these boys that were walking, 1 year old, 2 years old. I saw them in the bush, smoking India hemp. I couldn't even recognize them. So I was just passing, you know, confidently, because I knew they can't do nothing to me. They were just, yeah. Senior man, hello. I thought it was not me. Then I heard my name, Papilo. Hey. And then they all ran and came to me. Papilo, senior man, you don't dare. Mouth, black. That's how everybody started shaking. See this thing. You have started smoking too. Straight evangelism. Gathered all of them like small. If you see small children indeed, but chest now is like this. You know. They are now strong men, but they are still short on the ground. I gathered them. I said, see these small children. When did you start smoking? I'm telling you. Started preaching with so much. I was sweating under the sun, preaching to these people. And I asked them, what happened? They were just looking at me. I said, what happened that you people started smoking? Then I was angrily entering the barrack to go and see people that we left there. When I went, those one too have gone on exile. I said, where is this other person? They said, that one now they work for club. Where is this other person? I said, where is this person? He don't start smoke. That boy has started smoking. This is somebody that pray in tongues, not pray in tongues with energy. Only one boy I was able to find. And I was asking him questions. Even him too, he's looking like he has given up. Why? The order of ministry there caused a lot of confusion. Are you people getting on trying to explain? We didn't have men with stature. Because where he was serving, the lady was beating people. The mama of the ministry. If you come late, they beat you. I'm not saying, even if she's watching, she knows I'm saying the right thing. They will beat you. So young people started running away for their life because they came to serve God. It's not slavery that they are entering into. Imagine mama is beating people. Maybe you come to mama, Tiko, you come here. Pia, pia. I was listening to him explaining the things to me. And he says, sir, guess what? The name of that ministry you left is not the name again. I said, what's the name now? He said, the name I've changed. When I made research, mama was not comfortable with the name. She heard God. God changed the name. So he said, me, you left me to serve in this ministry, but this one I'm seeing is not the ministry, so I left. I tell you the truth under heaven. Now, the ministry me I grew up to, they have changed the name. So if I tell you the name now, you will not find it. Where me I grew up. That's why sometimes I don't know how to tell you people that. You say, where did Pastor come from? If I tell you now, you go and search. You don't see it. Because the name didn't only change. They now say that ministry has finished. I have never heard when a ministry finish. I don't know that you understand what I mean by finish. They say the fulfillment of the prophecy of the ministry has finished. So this one now is a new ministry with a new vision. But they did not give us our instrument back. They did not give us our members back. And anybody that talks, it's not even the man that has a problem, it's the mama that stands up in her rot and fire you. And she was against me because they say I'm the one that can talk. And anytime they have a meeting, if I open my mouth... Because when we want to have the meeting, we say, where women stand up and leave this place. That's the first thing me I used to talk. And I said, me, I must sit down, the mama. I said, which mama? You this thing, stand up and leave here. When we started serving God, you were not even a born-again Christian. I used to tell her that. And she would stand up angrily and go. But she would hear everything. You understand what I'm trying to say now? That after meeting, they will call me and be threatening me. Shall be you Simon? They will not say Prophet Simon, no. That's somebody that has passed up before that she called me Papa. Now she's a mama. You Simon! Shebi, you are the one that will have mind. You know, one time she called me, Mama T picked the call. Mama T heard things that day. We were dating that time. Not call yet, message. You, yeah, hypocrite, liar, Georgia. There is no name, I didn't hear. Most holy man. Is you that have not seen now? Hypocrite. They insulted every part of my being. Even the tip of my shoe was insulted. Then I was coming out from the restroom. Mama took out my phone and said, Pastor Simon, who is insulting you like this? She was scared that somebody was insulting me like that. Like I was hopeless in the eyes of a human being in this world. If she was not strong, she would have thought maybe I did one kind of wicked sin. I said, open it. She opened it, said sin. I didn't want to tell her the thing, but she saw it. She doesn't have a sermon. Don't answer. Because that day I was so angry. I wanted to make some call in the barrack and enter the flesh small. I said, you Garba, you Samaila, make una go mando. The girl and girl, men are be bitter. I go send una 5K. But I said, no. You are Prophet Simon. I can't try that kind of thing again. The time has passed for all those things. She begged me to keep quiet. Now, that's the kind of thing. Who will prosper under such a ministry? Who can grow under such a ministry? Go and call Ene to come back here. Who can grow under such a ministry? And who can prosper under such a ministry? Nobody. Why? Because they didn't have the patience to hear the word of God. As we are sitting here, some of you now, I'm boring you to sleep off. But what you want to hear is not what you are hearing. If we are allowed, greater mighty God, he gave me joy. Greater mighty God. That's the next thing. Go. Another one. It's not like that's Antichrist. It's not Antichrist. But you see that we love activities. I will break your head, that your wig. I'll remove it and took my hand inside your head and remove your break. Are you listening to me? In the days of Peter, if you come out like this, you just fall and die. In the days of Peter, you come out, when God is, you will fall and die. What is in this world that you want to go and carry? Where do you want to go? And we sing song. There's nothing more. There's nothing like your presence, God. You see them crying. All I want, oh God. This is the presence of God. You are bam, bam, bam. That's what it is that you call presence of God. We are in the presence. He said, from Mount Zion shall the standard come. Are we not receiving the standard now from Zion? While we're going up, there were some people that had zero interest for the word of God. All they wanted was concerts where they will shine. You see, somebody has not sold in church for a church project. Not one day. He's somebody posting on Facebook, please, the Lord put in my heart to do a concert. As many that can sow into this concert, God will lift them up. He has never in his life given 2 naira for God's work to make progress. So what he's looking for now is a place to shine. As long as he's number one there, he's happy. That's what is killing our generation. 5 years down the line, it's not a prediction. It will happen. Because the word of God is a more sure of prophecy. If you are not on the rock, you will fail. 5 years down the line, what has happened? He don't give woman belly. He's out from the ministry race. What do you think kept some of us? You think it's just a revelation yet? Discipline number one. I always used to tell you people. I didn't have this revelation from the beginning of my faith. All I had was discipline. You heard the instruction my spiritual father was giving me. I'm still quoting them for you people till today. I'm quoting them for you people. I follow like Mumu. You can ask my mother. She had a serious problem with me. My mother would say, Solomon, now your father, but now you go pay your school fees. That's what she would tell me. Everything Solomon. Everything Solomon. His name was Professor Solomon Abi. Wrong foundations. People don't want to know the word of God for themselves anymore. Are you listening? Yes, sir. Hallelujah to Jesus. Carnally devised fables. You can imagine. He turned to see the lion. What did he see? A lamb. He saw the lamb. And like Prophet Kubus will say, if the foundation of our faith is in or nothing less or higher than Christ, he said there will be problem. There will definitely be problem. Let me assure some of you here, in case you don't know. The reason why you stay long serving God, the reason why, number one, you have seen that your taste for the things of God is depreciating with time, is because you are not consistently strengthening the fact that you're on Christ. You don't have a secret place anymore. That's why you see by default, your interests begin to change. Your priorities begin to change. No matter how they talk evangelism, you can't do it. It's not because you are a bad person. You are not you are not in that capacity to do evangelism yet. Because you don't have a secret place. No matter what they tell you in this life, you observe. In fact, some will think, okay, now I'm wise. There was a time I was so serious with this church thing, but now I'm wise. You are not wise. You have just become foolish. Your priorities change. In fact, people in the church now, they annoy you. If you are in church, more than 10, 5, 100, in fact, almost everybody in church annoy you. You have just two friends that are cool with you. You are close. You are in debt. You are in Hades already. You mean God is raising devils in church? That you are the only one right and the church is wrong? I don't think you know what you are thinking. Pastor Chris said this, and I've done this one or two times or three times in church. I don't know if some of you saw the video he was talking about Reverend Tom. He said Reverend Tom loves me in his own words. And he said one of the reasons is because of something that happened years ago. People accused him of something. He said, when people were accusing him, I called for a meeting and I said, Reverend Tom, did you do it? He said, no. He said he didn't do it. He said, Pastor, that's the only reason why you believe? He said, yeah, because he said he didn't do it, so I believe him. You people have heard me always say things like this in church. That if we ask somebody, did you do it? They say no. I'll say, they did not do it. And 99% of the time, they truly did not do it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because years ago, God told me, he said, learn to trust the people you raise. There is no way I'll be raising somebody to be like Christ and not trust him that is like Christ. You can't tell me everybody I'm raised. That's why one time I remember many years ago, one of our pastors, there was a lady they used to know in their department. She was misbehaving. She now joined church. Then one time we were joking on a Saturday and they said, something crossed our mind with the lady. She was at the back or something. One of the pastors said, that pastor, maybe you and her will fit. You guys have the same height. Just a joke. Then he now said, God forbid. I was at the front there when I heard, God forbid. When I just heard, God forbid, I called him to come. I said, what do you mean by God forbid? He says, I know, I can't have anything to do with that lady. I know her. I said, you know her. That's why you don't have anything to do. You used to know her. Me, I know you. I said, let's talk sin. Let's talk people's sin. He just kept quiet. On the side talking, I said, you know I know your sin. The ones you told me, the ones I discovered. Did I make you look like a sinner before the church? He said, no. Did I believe you would change? Have you changed? He said, yes. Should I judge you from your past? He said, no. I said, if I ever hear you, in fact, if I have my way, you must marry that girl. But I'm not God. But I warned him not to judge. She's one of the most wonderful person I've ever raised. But he was doubting her. Because he used to know her. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And see how she has changed over the years. So no matter who you were, if you come to church, we will have to trust you. You know, all of you don't even understand that when you live here, you truly understand the dark side of life. Because a lot of times when something is freely at your doorstep, you don't see the value of it. When you go out there, you understand that family is bigger than blood. Many of you have not realized that. Family, we don't like to say this in public a lot of times, is bigger than what? Blood. The Bible says there's a friend that sticks closer to than a what? A brother. There's a way God will bless you with people that you can almost compare them to family or even more than family. I tell you the truth. Because some of them, what they can even do for you, families cannot do for you. Well, a lot of times, you know, you have little problems with people and you make it so ambiguous. This is Good Friday, but see what I'm teaching. This is the how we apply what Jesus has done. That's what I'm doing today. This is how we apply it. I'm a new creation. Oh, then you finish, not both ways, change road because somebody was making you angry yesterday. Bible says love is the affirmation of growth in the spirit. He said, he that cannot love has not passed from death unto life. But he that can love has passed from what? Death unto life. I was meditating, the Lord told me, he said, no matter what, there are some relationship that cannot be broken. You must learn to bear the lapses of others, even in relationship. Whether you like it or not. Somebody may be wrong today in a friendship relationship does not mean the person is entirely wrong. I mean, I've made you angry today. It doesn't mean that person is not a good friend. Because people grow with time. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And they grow with light. I mean, in time, sorry. And of course, they change as they grow. So you cannot judge somebody by the status quo today. Say, well, the way she spoke to me as if I'm a child. Stupid girl. That don't make a big deal out of that. You are growing. Are you listening to me? Think about the nice days. It's so funny that when people have problems with people, they don't remember all the nice times they've shared. It's just that present they're using to judge everything. What of the times the person was nice to you? Have you forgotten? Imagine, oh, that person yesterday, she did that. Ha! I never knew I was living with a devil. You can imagine. But all of those days, the person has been nice. The person was not a devil. Even Jesus had a devil for a moment, but he didn't stop the devil from being the head of the church. That was Peter. What did he tell Peter? Get behind me, who? As your friend ever presented themselves as Satan. Jesus called the head of the church Satan. He didn't stop the head from being the head. Because for a moment, people can be influenced by Satan. It's the truth. And when they come to the realization of their mistake, you should not judge them by the past. You know, one time the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart about someone that left. Some of you would have seen the person come around one of these Sundays, not too long. The Holy Spirit spoke to my heart about the person. And I was quite reluctant. You know, the reason why I suspended that person was not because of a major offense. It was because he was not able to manage the situation the way I expected him to manage, especially when it comes to relationship. I don't joke with it. If you tell me you as a pastor is in a relationship with this woman and I find her misbehaving, it is you I'm looking at. So there is a way the woman will misbehave that will suspend you. Because I feel like you don't have what it takes, or probably you have joined in the foolishness. I don't know what people are getting what I'm trying to say. My administration is funny. If you two people are in love with each other so strong, and I suspend the man, I suspend the woman. Even if he did nothing. I just tell you to wait outside, because what we'll be talking now, you'll be telling your girlfriend. It's like CIA. I'll say, you did not do me anything. No. But because of this girl, I'm suspending. No, they call meeting this season. Because anything I talk, she go here. So no, sir, no. I say, it works like magic. It's not love. It's what they will just tell you. Say, make I even tell you waiting pastor talk. I know what I'm being tell you today, but make I tell you. I know some of you are wondering. The ministries as a military, they are dangerous administration. I mean, I cannot deny it. I know people have heard from far. I have some dangerous administration I follow. That's why some people say we are a cult. They are not far from the truth. We are the cult of Christ. Someone met one of my pastors and said, there's something fishy happening in that church that will soon be unraveled. Say, how can they be doing things nobody knows? Give command, everybody follow. You see, for instance, the word consider it done is a court word. Court word. Word. How can you say CIA, consider it done? No, you see, there's a problem. We said there is no problem. The ministry is as what? A time will come, we'll smuggle people to US to go and preach the gospel. We'll smuggle them. We will not preach in Florida. We'll say, okay, no problem. There's where we'll smuggle you and you get to Florida. Preach, we'll smuggle you back to Nigeria. You don't know. We'll come to those points. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because it has to be. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, because Mama T had started speaking about it, she said, Pastor, this boy did not really do anything. It was because of the lady that you suspended him. That was a major reason. And I said, will the lady be misbehaving, blah, 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 blah. So the Lord spoke to my heart. A lot of times if God wants to start speaking, sometimes my wife is burdened about the same issue. You see, I just being burdened. You say, Pastor Simon, why not consider this thing? Say, well, it's not like I just brought it up. She doesn't stress on it. Then she just rush out and run out for her life and leave it here another 2 weeks again and bring it up again. So I was praying and the Lord spoke to me. He said, that boy, has been looking for a way to reach back to you. I said, no, no, no. That one would have joined people and started misbehaving. He would have started talking rubbish. He said, no, no. That boy, I still had it again. And one time I just checked. I said, let me see what the Lord is saying today. I didn't tell my wife. I just messaged. I said, hey. I called his name. I said, how are you? He was so shocked. Then he said, sir, can I call? Blah, blah. I said, just call. He said, I apologize. Sir, I've repented. I've been fully taught. I don't know how to come to you. Blah, 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 blah. I said, okay. How have you been? Blah, blah, blah. Well, I didn't go. I said, you know, you really was. I started calling on the scene. I said, have you stopped lying? He said, yes, sir, I've stopped lying. I said, have you stopped being like a mumu to a woman? He said, yes, sir, I've repented. I said, you are sure you will not lie again? I said, what the Holy Ghost said was true. And I said to leaders one time, I said, anybody that is not ashamed to come back to where he has faltered, the person really has a hope for a change. You know, proud people cannot come back and say, I'm sorry, and say their fault. But humble people can do that. And it's the humble that God gives what? Grace. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. Listen, no matter what we have learned about redemption, if we cannot love, we cannot penetrate into the glory. It is love that is the affirmation that you've understood and are partaking of the glory. Are you listening to me? Church, are you hearing me? Very important. Love must lead. Love must what? Lead. If you are not careful, like I said, you'll be so amazed that you have been in church for years, yet you are struggling with one sin or another because you were never careful enough to stand in on the Christ. You are allowing malice, envy, bitterness get to your heart. Jesus says, surely offense will come. He says, surely. We can't run away from offense. Are you listening to me? He said, but woe to them through which it comes. As long as you are a human being on the earth, offense must come. You must be offended. Even to your wife, you'll be offended. Even to your child, you'll be offended. But don't allow it get to your heart. Are you listening to me? Don't allow it get to your heart. Don't allow it affect the quality of your being. What do you think is the end of life? What is at the end? That you are keeping malice with somebody. What do you think is the end reward of it? What is the gain of it? No gain, only destruction at the end. You not enjoy the best of your nature, the best of you, you will not be able to enjoy because of offense. Are you listening to me? Refuse it with the whole of your heart. It doesn't matter how anybody sees you. Forget about the way people see you out there. Be the best that you can be. Be the best. Something that I learned years ago, it has shaped my heart. It has really helped me. I really don't care how people see me out there. I really don't care because I've made up my mind. I only live by the word of God. I don't beg. I will never cry to you and say, give me food to eat. Borrow me money. I don't do all of those things. I'm already contented from the beginning. They say, that thing cannot be done, blah, 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 blah. You just see me say, let it be. John is, I beg, can you help us? Blah, 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 blah. We can't do that. So nobody will insult me tomorrow. Are you listening to me? I can't buy rice. I rush and buy a lot of gari. Paul said, I have learned to abound in several seasons. Of small and of plenty. I have never prayed and said, God, the grace for fried rice. I have never done it in my life. I wonder how God will see me that I'm praying for fried rice. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I declare fried rice. The whole of this week. Mm-mm. Because I know that the moment I'm able to do something more important, fried rice will be removed. It must be removed. Are you listening to me? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. This is how you prove your Christianity. Like I started, I say, imagine those people in the church in the book of Revelation. The church services that we're having under the ground. How do you think they enjoyed it? How do you think the season was? The three Hebrew boys. How do you think they lived their lives? Daniel. In the lion's den. But imagine they were never anointed. Are you listening to me? There are a lot of things in this world that if you are not careful, it will cause you to become an idol worshiper. A lot of needs. But there's one thing you can always do to be in charge of every part of your life. Staying with the word and in prayer. If you learn to pray, if you learn to stay in the presence of God, if you learn to pray, the Bible says, they that dwell in the world, secret place of the Most High, shall abide where? No matter what, you know everything is okay. When you are a man of prayer. No matter what, you know what? Everything is okay. See, as Charles Spurgeon was asked a question, which is better than which? Prayer or studying the word? He said, which is better? Breathing in or breathing out? You must pray and you must study the word. Are you listening to me? What are things that are not okay now? Remember what the Bible said. He said, when we pray the heart of the Father, 26, 27, the Spirit helping us to pray, 28, then he said, all things begin to work together for our, hallelujah. Because you learn to pray. Compromise is not far from you if you don't stay with the word and pray. We'll only know a time that you are a child of God. We will remember she used to be a child of God. Compromise is not far from you. I tell you the truth, if you see the origin of some of these people you call celebrities and what they do, if you know some of their foundations, you'll be amazed. Some of them were stoned church boys and church girls. Stoned church boys. In fact, some of them, they prayed in the spirit. And I said, that was a problem I faced wherever I was growing. People didn't want to know the word of God. They assumed growth because of the gifts of the spirit they saw in diverse manifestation. They assume growth. Are you listening to me? That when I sing, people are wowed. It doesn't mean you've arrived. Anytime I close my eye, you know, one time I was driving and I played with the prophetic. And I said, I don't want to buy fuel in a wrong place. I want to buy fuel where fuel is cheap. I said, Holy Ghost, lead me. Are those people open? I was just playing. And I answered myself, yes, they are open. And if I get there and they are not open, I may sue because that fuel may finish. So when I answered myself, yes, they are open, and I said, but the other ones are not open. I was answering myself like it's the Holy Ghost speaking to me. And I drove there, woo, expecting 100% that they are open. They were closed. I said, wow, 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 wow. Then I started joking. I said, this is where people start. I start saying, God, are you real? Are you really real? If you are real, why did I miss this? I was just joking and saying, this is why people used to ask you this kind of question. So as I was reversing and I was praying, God, please let this fire take me to the next place. And I said, but in my heart, they were not open. And I said, maybe I missed it. Is this ones that were closed? That one, as I was getting close, that one was open. I just entered, shasha, whoop. I said, the one I had open was closed. The one I had closed was open. God, what has happened? So at that point, I was reminded that that was just a gift. And if you are not careful, if you are not really staying with the word of God, you can miss it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You can miss it. And I missed it big time. Thank God my fuel did not finish. Because you would have seen your pastor come out with gallon and he say, wait, take me to the nearest fuel station. And so I was coming to town, I saw pastor on bike. Is everything okay? And so, fuel finished, he went to buy. Was driving and fuel finished. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It's time to wake up. I'm so surprised this meeting today went in this dimension. I truly didn't see it coming. But that's the Holy Ghost for you. Are you hearing me? That's the Holy Ghost. So two things that kept us strong. I want to conclude with that. What did I say? Number one, it started with what? Discipline. Discipline. But discipline cannot take you for a long time. You need revelation. Upon this rock, I will what? Build my church. And the gates of hell will not what? Not to brag, but do you think it's a coincidence that I grew up in a place? I was almost 20. Was I 20? I think I was up to 20 when I left that place. 21, 22. That I grew up in a place like that. And I didn't date anybody as big as that. You never heard of that, but that idiot pastor cheated on me while I was in the barrack. And when I came to their barrack in 2013 or 2014, that time you were 16. How old were you that time in the barrack? 2 years, 3 years? 10 to 10. Yeah? Say 10. I think 7 or 5 thereabout. Amen? In Ojo barracks. She was very small. At that point, I said, did I date anybody? Hey, answer me. You're doing like it. Did you see me with any girl in the back? No. You would have said yes, I see. Now, I'm not trying to brag in the flesh because it's not by all of those things. I'm trying to show you that what kept us to an extent was what? Discipline. You think me, I've not seen fine girls? I say, Pastor, you look lovely. Really lovely. But it's discipline. Simon, they warn us. We follow. Some of you here, even if you have not caught revelation, if you just learn how to hear word, you protect your life. Just sabi hear word. Una they hear me? I'll be joining vernacular in this preaching sometimes. Shebu, una they hear me? Sabi hear word. Pastor Ma say, don't follow that man. You say, now that man I follow, I die. It's what we call impressions of the spirit, fervents of the spirit. I may not know you, but I just have a problem with you and one guy they call Basil. You just call Basil. I said, there's a problem with Basil. I don't know Basil, but cuts anything with Basil. I said, prophet, but at least meet Basil. So I said, okay, no problem. That for the fact that we had a bias, we had a problem with him, there's a problem. Because God has called us to be shepherd. The world will not understand it. You carry this to Facebook, they will insult me. Oh, we pastor is claiming, I beg, God, Jesus spoke to me directly. No man should, people that have never heard one from Jesus. You know, one time I was amazed. Let me try to close now. I was preaching in Kaduna in a fellowship, and while I was teaching on the glory, I was amazed that prayer warriors were coming out as lesbians. I will never forget. These are not things I should be sharing, but I'm sharing because the Lord is putting it in my heart for me to share. To show you the possibility that this praying in tongues is not the end of the road. He said, where tongues are, they will cease one day. It's a means to an end. It's not the end in itself. You know the way some people carry tongues, it's as if tongues is the beginning and end of Christianity. Pa, 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 pa. There's an end to tongues. Are you listening to me? 1 Corinthians 13:8. They will cease. Where canal pro will stop one time. Because there's a time on the earth that people will not have any problem again. All tears will be wiped off. So if you don't know Christ, you can't even do ministry. Are you listening to me? Because you can't leverage on anybody's problem. And when I called for people to come out who were struggling, the Lord now told me, Simon, there's a lesbian. In fact, lesbians here. He pointed the place. I know, as a young boy, I said, Jesus just spoke to me. There are lesbians in this place. She was still doing what? She didn't move. Strong heart. I said, the Lord said, come out now. Sweating. No movement. I had gotten everything right, except that lesbian part. I said, well, it's well. I was so ashamed of myself. While yet speaking, I don't know what happened to her heart. She just came outside and knelt down and started crying. I said, what is it? She said, I am the lesbian. Church, everybody put her hand on their head. Not saying this to shame. You people can never tell the event, but look at it now. That person was coming to church all this while. What happened? Mental assenters. They just come to church, hear the word of God, not interested in actualizing what they have heard to become a reality in their life. You know, it's one thing to have revelation, it's another thing to use the revelation you've got. If you don't learn to pray, you are not using the revelation. You don't know how to use the revelation. You'll be like people that never even heard the revelation before. It happens. I tell you the truth, it happens. There are people who come to church, hear these kind of things, they go back home and stay still. Why? Mental centers. They can stay still. They can still tell the lady, visit me later. Mental centers. They've not learned to use what they've heard. See, this thing does not work like magical. When you go back home, use what you have heard. Meditate. What do we say meditation is on Tuesday? Imagination. Imagine what you have heard. Take a long time. When you imagine it, let it be stuck on your head. Stuck on your consciousness. It now goes beyond vision to what? To what? To what? To victory. It becomes your victory. Are you listening to me? Let me tell you one shocking story. I was in Jos one time. And I'd known Dr. Caris for a while. He's been somebody that's blessed me over the years. Mentorship wise. I've learned some wonderful things, a lot of wonderful things from him about ministry. And some of you can remember leaders. One time he had to talk to some of you on ministry. Can you remember? Wonderful trainings we had one time with him. And as I went to Jos, there was this young man we were anticipating to connect to each other. I'll not mention his name. He's doing well too. And I think he left that ministry from what I heard. After that event, I had to ask questions about him. They say he even broke out from that Dr. Caris' ministry, some sort of. And he's doing so well. We connected, and in fact, he sold seed. I didn't even have a car that time. He had a car. He was still sowing seed to me. And everything, we spoke well. I left. Then, when we're talking about Dr. Caris, poop, there was this anger. It was as if I was dreaming. He just did his hand like this and said, I should just forget that man, blah, blah, blah. So I said some kind of funny things. I looked at him. Immediately I said, our relationship is over. Not because I had any affiliate relationship with Dr. Caris. I even get what I'm trying to say. But because I knew that in the realm of the spirit, somebody that has blessed you in one way or another, if you stand against that person, if you have a problem with that person, you cannot make progress. Whatever he has taught you will not even work for you. So I was trying to protect my heart. Are you listening to me? Because I saw bitterness oozing out from his system. After the sowing of whatever thing he said he wants us to connect. When I go home, he sent me 2,000. So which kind of friendship, or God's friendship is this one? And I said to myself, this is the last time I'll connect to this guy. I cut off completely. Why? Because I saw that his heart had bitterness. And if I'm not careful, I'll be impacted with that same bitterness. There are some of you that hate people you are not supposed to hate. People you should be learning from, you are hating them because of other people who have done wrong things and are lying to you about them. Are you people listening to me this wonderful evening? People you should be learning from, you are having problem with them. And there's something I've been saying in this church. If every time you see good, you have problem with good you see, you can never enter into good. You see something nice, you cannot say this thing is nice. Your heart has a problem. You are not ready for success. You question everything that is good. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Cut away from people like that. Cut away. For instance, the church is an assignment. It's a responsibility God has given us. When he said, take upon yourself my yoke and burden, how are you going to take it? Is it by carrying his kingdom and putting it on your shoulder? Do you have a physical kingdom working on the earth? Is it not the church that is a miniature of his kingdom? Church, answer me. Is it not the church? If you want to prove your love for God and his kingdom, where do you prove it? In church. You can't go to heaven and say, God, I want to serve as an angel in heaven. You prove it through his church. Now imagine you have a problem with the church. You are not functioning properly. In other words, in the realm of the spirit, you are not even serving God properly. In other words, the only way you prove your love and devotion to God is by serving the church. Now imagine, you now have people growing in bitterness, trying to stop you from serving God properly in the church. Those are your enemies. Are you listening to me? They are your enemies. Because as a matter of fact, as long as we can ever say it, the only way to prove your devotion to God on the earth is by serving Him in the church. There's no other way. Are you listening to me? And in church, He gives everybody an assignment. Whatever assignment you have today in the church is not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. The question is, are you doing the assignment properly? Because that's the only way God will use to vet your devotion unto Him. Are you guys listening to me this wonderful evening? Are you listening to me? Very important. Last point before we go. I'm done. Let every of your action portray the image of the Christ. Every of your action. You know, sometimes as men of God, we shy away from this topic, but it's very important. I gave you an instance in church one time. A young man always telling me he had a problem. Always saying he had a problem. Always saying he had a problem in my office. And one time, I started seeing his status because I exchanged numbers with him. And while I was watching the status, I found out that it's only joke we see in the status. Only joke. Only comedy. So one time, I messaged him. I said, you don't have anything reasonable to post? Only jokes? Don't you have friends that you share the word of God with on your status? Don't God speak to you 24/7? I mean, you can't tell me that in a whole day God did not give you a revelation you felt like sharing on your status. Rather than jokes. And I kept mute. And came to my office on Sunday and started apologizing. I said, it's not about me. It's about you. You always claim you have problem. But I'm looking at the state of your heart through your status. Your status portrays your heart. Your status mirrors your heart. Your heart can never be better than your status. Your status can never be better than your heart. Whatever we see on your status is what your heart is contained with. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's just for fun. It's not for fun. It's your heart. If not, in all of the jokes in this world, why do you choose to joke with that kind of thing? There are different jokes. Why are you always excited with a particular joke? Whenever it's a boyfriend joke, you post it. You want a boyfriend, low-key. You truly want a boyfriend. I know people that want boyfriend. If I see them, I can tell they want boyfriend. And the devil knows you want boyfriend. He will send one. And he knows how to package a boyfriend for you. The one that will make sure that this your small Christianity that you are managing will finally finish. It's not like you can pray 30 minutes attake. You know what they call attake in Hausa? At once that you close. You can't. Your belly will pain you. You will drink water like 5 times. You now have a boyfriend that prays for like. If not, hear what I said. I've already finished speaking. And you see, he is now very fine. Because he has time for the flesh. He has pink lips. He has good beards. He's not dark and tall, because you people don't even know what you want in this life. They first say it's fair, now he's dark. The blacks have it. That's what you want. And the devil packages him and bring him to you. Then he said, are you a Christian? He said, yes, at a good church. Do you love the Lord? Yes. Can you pray in tongues? Why not? Pray in tongues. Have you not seen people that form praying in tongues? For this lady, even if he's praying in anything, he knows, man, I will pray. Only God knows the heart. Be plugged onto God. You think marriage is a bed of roses? I would just cry. His lips, his lip sin, his lip sin. Why do you like a man who says pink lips? Oh, Agbaya. That's what you want to settle for. Pink lips. The foundation of your home is on pink lips. will you tell your children tomorrow that being lip is why you pick this kind of man? With all the sufferings you have seen people suffering, your anti-marriage, you have not learned. You still allow pink lips to deceive you. Born again lady. Watch your friends. Some people are praying in tongues, but they are choosing pink lip guys because of the kind of friends they have. Watch your friends. The emphasis of your friends. Some of them may be in church. They don't know how to pray. The last time you stayed with a friend, when did you people stand up and pray 2 hours? And that's your best friend. You like going there to do holiday. You will soon die in the faith. That one, I don't like the way she used to claim like she's more spiritual. They say, what's her problem? Every time she'll be telling somebody to pray. If you don't pray, she'll start looking at you with bad eyes. It's pray! You're not spiritual. You're saying they're looking at you with bad eye. Before, if you cannot pray, should they look at you with good eye? The Bible says, better the wounds of a friend than the kisses of an enemy. Let your friend say, Sonny, you know Sabi pray. You go to us, they do hypocrisy for podium. You know Sabi pray. Pray, Sonny. If he pay you, you can't still do anything to him because he can still beat you. I don't know if you have seen friends like that. They will advise you and threaten you in their advice. Now, I go tell you, if he pay you, touch me, make you see, I go break your nose for this place. And you truly cannot do anything. But at the end of it, they have passed their message. You think you will change them and go for the other one. You go for the other one. Imagine my former roommate. He did this. Did the first person to pray? That's my problem with Christianity. They are aliens. They behave like foolish people. Don't mind them. Oh. My guy, you care for all the distance. No, I know they smoke. Oh. Okay, no problem. He's smoking. It's entering your nose like you are the one smoking it. But you don't like smoking. One day you just wake up and your mouth is going like somebody will now make you angry. As your mother makes you angry, she did not send the money she promised. You are angry, you want to console yourself. You know, my guy, just use this one, whole body. No thinker, no thinker. I don't know how my mother they behave like this guy. You see, you have entered. That's how some people started buzzing. I'm telling you the truth. That's how they started smoking. Have you not seen gentle people that smoke before? So lovely. You not see them with sitting. You say, you they smoke. Look at this kind of face now, this sense face. Imagine sense smoke. I've seen people as lovely looking like sense that smoke before. Funny enough, I've seen beautiful ladies who smoke. I'll never forget my time in BSU. There was this lady like an angel. If she moves, an angel is moving. One day, I was entering the compound in the night after reading. The lady was with her boyfriend. They were smoking with a white dog. That kind of my former dog. They just hold the dog, we play it. And she was, the boyfriend was, they just, I saw them. They now, she put it under her leg. I was just doing like this. The guy continued because he's a man, he has to smoke. But she was ashamed. How did that lady start smoking? That guy! Come and see where they fight. It's like last fight in wrestling. You know when they do Champions League team final? Undertaker plus John Cena versus John Cena. Which one is the worst? Rey Mysterio, I mean Shawn Michael with Undertaker. You remember that fight? Shawn Michael, Undertaker. I think Shawn Michael won. Undertaker won. If you see them fighting, Hey boy. I was coming out the other day to go and help. Somebody said, don't go there, oh pastor. They go break something for your head. We know they share them again. I said, hey. They don't share them again. That's the same lady that met Gina and told her that me, I have pride. Me that helped her or let her not beat her in the compound. She said, I have pride. And Gina said, our pastor have pride? This is strange. How does he have pride? That's me. I don't used to talk to anybody in the compound. You just to greet people and invite them to church. What kind of fool do I even think that I am? Waiting consigned me to, again, apart from inviting you to church and preaching for you, did I not even try? I did not tell Gina one part of what I told her small. I said, the ladies will borrow onions and maggi and oil from me. But look at that gentle lady. She smokes. Imagine now, man of God, God forbid, oh, you now see that lady on the street and say, you now say to yourself, God, you now call your name now. You know, that's your wife. You know, some of you can do that thing. You form God's voice, say, treasure, that's your wife. Because you have watched Mount Zion movie very well, so you know how the voice is, treasure, that's your wife. So there, Jesus, I thank you. And you go and scope the lady. Then she agrees. Remember that time that these people started win-lose? Remember one of their comedy? That the lady was HIV positive and has slept with many men. He now went to the mountain. Even if you go to the mountain, if you now your spec, you see, it's not about mountain. No. You can climb mountain if now your spec. Go for counseling after mountain. After you climb mountain, if that lady is your spec, go for counseling. I know I'm telling you this. There are many people that have climbed the toughest mountain in this world, came down and picked error. I know what I'm telling you. See, no matter who you are, before you choose a woman, go for counseling. Ask sincere questions. Just pour your heart like this and say, man of God, trace this thing whether I'm making the right move. This is when I'm... Don't lie with any details. Pour it out the way it is. Even me as your pastor, before I chose a wife, forget my fasting that I did for 1 week. I meet several apostles that I used to know in Kaduna. There was one, I just invited him for a meeting. When he landed, I said, sir, there's something I want to talk to you about. He said, man of God, which problem do you have that cannot wait till tomorrow morning? He said, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., 5:30, I was knocking the door. He said, man of God, what is the problem? I know the topic, blah, blah, blah. I said, son, it's not about topic. There's something between life and death now that will make you remember me in the future or end my ministry today. What is the problem? As I ironed it out, I said, man of God, select the answer for me. That's what I told him. I said, pick it. Am I in error? What is it? Where did I, blah, blah, blah. He started laughing. And he said to me, he said, you are really a man of God. I said, how, sir? He said, I'm a sociologist, a doctor. He said, no, is it sociology, psychology, or whatever? He said, I'm a doctor in ABU. And secondly, I am a professor, sorry. Then he now said, then, this aspect you are saying, this is my specialty, and I'm a man of God. I know how to answer him. That's how we did the mass, and I came into a conclusion. When I was done, I went to add more prayer to hear God connect with him again. Because I knew this is a matter of destiny. It's not about spec. When it comes to this matter of destiny, you see what this is, the new question reality. You get where you go marry, you should just finish. I tell you the truth. There's somebody you marry, I know I am. Hey, it will finish. You know, I went to a man of God's office, I will never forget. So bold, with my fine hair and everything, entered. Carved new carving, sat down. He just looked at me, Simon, Simon. And hit his chair 3 times. He said, what will kill you one day is when you make a wrong choice of who to marry. Because the way I'm seeing you spiritually and physically, ladies are around you. I didn't even know what to say. I've not greeted, finished greeting him. He started advising me. Then he started telling me history of thief fathers of faith. What tribe are you asking? So let me tell you the history of chief fathers. When he mentioned all, say women finishes, women, we want to woman, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you be warned. Mighty men, are you hearing me? How the mighty have fallen, wrong choice. Both men and women. Hear God. Hear God. It is not all that glitters that is gold. You think this, you have to be answerable to your children and children's children if you make the wrong choice, not just to God. Are you listening to me? Some parts may not be nice, follow it. If it's a part of God, follow it. If it's a part of, it may be tedious, follow it. It may not be sweet. There's no fun there, no activities there, follow it. There's no gist there, follow it. The part of the spirit is boring a lot of times. Very boring. But follow it. The end of it is peace. If I did not make the right choices, all of you would not be sitting down here listening to me. That's how much it can cost for you to make a wrong choice. You are drifting away a generation. A lot of people's destiny connected to me would have not been possible if I made the wrong choice. I would have not been even preaching to you this very evening. And I tell you the truth, I almost made a wrong choice. Are you all listening to me tonight? So very important what I'm telling you this very evening. What you do out there matters. Your dressing, your speech, your values. As a good soldier of Jesus, what did the Bible say? Be not entangled with what? Civilian affairs. Certain songs don't vibe to them. Certain things should not be found on your status. They are secret. Don't be talking like an unbeliever. You see this life, eh? Just be on your own. Oh. Some friends are fake. That's a cheap, worldly person talking. Those kind of things should not be on your status. Fear, I fear who no fear human being. Some people that are friends are enemies. What kind of useless status is that? You are a babe, a child. In this world, beware of friends. What kind of a statue is that? In fact, now people will know you, they kill you. And you say you are a believer. Are you all listening? And be careful with trend. We joke about trend, but a proof that you are very carnal is the fact that any trend that comes, you follow. Any trend that comes, tomorrow one will come, you follow. You can't just you cannot subject the trend. If they fit you, sit there, you talk up. It's true. Some of you, if trend come, if you don't talk it back, if you don't post it on your status, you nearly die. Hey, let me get this with this. Hey. Which other one again? You go explain. Tire. That's Burna Boy influencing us. You go explain. Tire. A child of God. Oh. Give me another one. Huh? What? It choke. I don't know that one. Who did that? Well, that one can be just play. Odogo and Achalugo. It's when you start taking it serious like the movie that it becomes a problem. You can actually joke with something like that. But when you want your Odogo to be like that film Odogo now, that's a problem. Odogo, please. So now, the problem, we don't have a problem if you call yourself Achalugo. It's when you finish that watching that thing now, you are looking for Odogo with that kind of money now. That is a problem. Say me, I don't want to marry anybody. It's an Odogu. I prophesied many things here. They have happened. I want to do one prophecy. You see, the time that they say, there's a vernacular, this thing that says, I will not say it because it's vulgar. Say, breeze, blow, waiting. I will not say that one. You know, I'm going to say it straight. A time will come in this country, that some of you will be so ashamed of the people you called big men. You'll be so ashamed. It's not far from now. Because what will be unraveled will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. A new move of God is coming. A strong wave. It comes with the prosperity and everything is all in it. It's rising. And that's why if you observe, we are in a season where there's high rate of immorality. I don't know whether you sense that wind. You are pretending like you don't understand what I'm trying to say. High rate of demonism in there. You can breathe it and breathe out like oxygen and carbon. It's so strong. Satan wants to make sure many people are crippled in their faith. Many people. In fact, some don't have control of themselves. So strong in the atmosphere. That somebody who is sound, yes, Satan wants to make sure the guy will not be able to talk again. With one mistake in the church, you can't talk again as a pastor. There's some kind of preaching you cannot preach again. Imagine a pastor who has slept with 2-3 ladies. What will you want to say about Jesus' finished work? The next thing he will tell you is that, see, God understands with your weakness sometimes. He understands. I know what I'm telling you like I know my name. I know what I'm telling you. There are some kind of mistakes Satan wants you to make so that you cannot climb and sink. The person you made the mistake with is looking at you like this. The grace that has gathered around you will fly away. You can't talk again. His tool is guilt and shame. Are you all listening to me? Be careful. Stay with the word. A lot of advantage comes with staying with the word and with the spirit. A lot. Some of the things you are struggling with. When the Holy Ghost brought upon your mind, you wrote something nice on your status. And people were asking, you are a wonderful Christian. Please mentor me. Well, last. You challenge yourself. I want to know the Bible properly. I want to be able to explain the Bible. You start reading word for word. Cover for cover. Are you all listening to me tonight? This is what Good Friday should be about. Go and make sure that your Christianity is authentic. It's authentic. If a wave comes tonight, we can stand the test of time because we're on Christ. Are you listening to me? Bow your heads and pray, everyone. Bow your heads. And pray sincerely. We have come to the end of the service. Lord, help my heart tonight. To be erected on the Christ. Help my heart tonight. Help my heart tonight. Help my heart tonight. Help my heart tonight. Let that be your prayer. Help my heart tonight, Holy Spirit. Help my heart tonight. Help my heart tonight. Help my heart tonight. Help my heart tonight. You are the God of all knowledge, and by you actions are weighed. Paul said, vet yourself every once in a while and see that you are in the faith. Tell the Lord, vet my heart tonight. Help my heart tonight. And where I'm missing it, Lord, let a light shine on me. Let it shine on that area so that I gain clarity. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not weigh you down. For you are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not weigh you down. You are the risen King. Seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death cannot hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. You are Savior. You have moved all mountains. Our God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. The altar of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move all mountains. Our God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. He's the author of salvation. Thank you, Lord. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave forever. The author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave forever. The author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave forever. The author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave forever. Author of salvation. You rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, You brought heaven down. My sin was great, Your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, our King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, You brought heaven down. Yes, my sin was great, Your love was greater. What can separate us now? Your name is a light that the shadow can deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a life forever lifted up. Your name cannot be overcome. You are Jesus, Jesus. You made the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Your silence. You are Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, Your Son, for Your name is a name that the shadows can deny. Your name cannot be. Your name is a life forever lifted up. Your name cannot be overcome. We sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble.
Jesus. Your silence fill. You are Jesus. You make the darkness. Your silence fear that could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the bones of sin and grave, the heavens are open, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no right. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name. Yours is the name. Above all. You have no right. You have no. You have no equal. Now and forever. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name. Yours is the name. Above. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name. The Karabashanda. What a oh yeah. Oh God, what a let all the other name fade away. Let all the other name fade in our lives, oh God, oh God. Let all every other Shabakaba, every other name, every other name, boldly let every other name fade away. Let every other name in my life, every other name fade away. In everything I do, Lord, let every other name fade away. In my world, every other name fade away. Resounding, let every other name fade away. In my family, every other name fade away. Lord, every other name fade away. Oh, every other name fade away. Oh, thank you. Your name is light. that the shadows can deny. Your name. Your name is the life forever. Oh God, your name cannot be overcome. Not in my life, not in this world. Your name is the light that the shadows can deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is life. Your name is life forever. Your name cannot. Your name
cannot be overcome.
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you make the darkness.
You make the darkness
purple.
Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear.
Jesus,
Jesus,
oh God,
you
make
the darkness
purple. Jesus. Your silence be. So we sing Jesus on the mountains. Jesus on the. Jesus. Over
here.
Jesus for my family. Jesus for. Sing, I just want the name. Oh, 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 oh. And every song. 'Cause I know there is peace within your prayer. I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of. I just want. Till every dark addiction. Declaring there is hope and peace. And I speak Jesus. I speak Jesus. Your name, your name, your name, your name, your name. Oh, your name. Your name, your name. Sharagabaya kabaya raba shanda. Break every. Shine to the shadow. Pour like a fire. Hey, 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 hey. Your name, your name, your name. Your name. Your name. Shara baba baba ya kara baba ya. Make every strong. Shine through the darkness. Oh, like a fire.
mo shada da de apakaradisha. Oh, Jesus on the mountains, Jesus in our streets, Jesus in the darkness over, Jesus for my family, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your name is power. Your name is. Your name. Break every stronghold. Break her. Shine through the shadow. Burn like a fire. Burn. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to take a moment and pray for our city. We know about the crisis here and there. I will pray that the Lord God will release His peace on our city. And when we say peace, it's called shalom, shalom. It comes with everything that should make for peace. The Lord will release everything that will make for peace in our city. We're going to pray from the depth of our heart and say, Lord, release your peace over Benue State. We'll declare your peace, shalom, to every local government, every person affected. Everywhere from the government, Lord, release your peace. Release your peace. Release your peace over our city, over our nation, especially our city, our state, Benue State. Lord, release your peace. We can go ahead and complain, but it will not change anything. Unless the Lord steps in, nothing will change. Lord, release your peace. On this Good Friday, Lord, we begin to hear good news. It is the beginning of good news for our city, for our state, and our nation. As your peace come, we trust you, Lord, to go with every arm, everything in heaven that will make for this peace, by fire, by the ministry of angels. We declare peace upon our states. By fire, we declare peace upon our states. Rapa shabaka bashadaba. Parataka bashabaka babababa. Bataka bataka babababa. We declare peace. We declare peace. We declare peace. Ya Yesu kaine farko, kaine kome kai kome, bame kaga da kaisak. You are the King, you are the King. We see your hand. Ya Yesu kaine farko, kaine kome kai kome, bame kaga da kaisak. You are the King. That every plan of the enemy, against human life that you died for, you were buried for and resurrected for, let fire begin to rise from the camp of the enemies. Let fire begin to rise from the camp of the enemies. Another parable was said about the kingdom, that the kingdom may be likened to a mustard seed, but its effect is mighty. Lord, we may be few tonight, but the effect of this prayer is spreading and cutting across Benue State. Pasakatala tapashata kabaya.
The fire of the Holy Ghost is rising in the camp of the enemies. Lord, you are setting them in confusion. You are setting them in misery. All their sponsors, all their cohort, we begin to determine judgment upon them. We declare the judgment, the hand of the Lord. Shabakata latakata ndekande kabarata. Shabrakatiaka. We judge them against human life. We judge them. We speak judgment by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Paskande prandia kata. Prandia katatia katos. Sapria katavia takata. Angels are deployed on our orders. Angels are deployed on our orders. Angels are deployed on our orders. Paratia katavia katos. Men are going back to their villages. In the name of Jesus. Men are going back to their motherlands. In the name of Jesus. The angels of the spirit are causing destruction, are causing confusion in the camp of the enemies. Shapakata, shapakata. Shapakata liyakanda kabara biyatosa. We declare peace, peace in our set, peace. Suddenly God will disgrace, he will disgrace every human effort, every human fake effort. The Lord is disgracing tonight by his hand. By his hand he is bringing peace. The Lord is doing it from tonight. Shaking is happening in their camp. The fire of the Holy Ghost is rising from their camp. The Lord is setting them on fire, setting them in confusion, setting them in running. They are running away. Rete kapata koshapate kapa, eparakate bade katia kapa, ragata kata balakata, embata katia kapa. Encompassing change has come to stay by the power of the Holy Ghost. Embakata, and Lord, by the reason of these prayers, many will be brought behind bars. Inda pakapata kataya, embokoto balia kapata katija, ragata bale kapata katonda, ragata gadia kapala kata kata, arapata kata balia. Shamaya. Hosho pala kata. And so shall it be. And so shall it be. We declare judgment. As a prophet over the land, I declare judgment that the Lord is frustrating every human. Every human that has a hand with this, we declare frustration in your effort, frustration in your career as a politician and whatsoever, an end. That no one has right to joke with human lives. We see celebration. We see men running back to their homes. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its riders. We will sing unto the Lord, just like Exodus. The horse and their riders. All the camp of the enemy. Hallelujah. You'll be amazed what the Lord showed me not too long.
I shared it once here. I said, at the beginning, I think of this government or something. I declared something. I said, we don't discern physically. We don't discern logically. When the Lord speaks, he speaks from the end, not the beginning. And everything may look nice at the beginning, but if the Lord has spoken, follow what the Lord has said. I said, I saw many Muslims. How many of you remember? I said, many Muslims, strange people running into our city. In bikes, in cars, they were just running. I mean, it was you couldn't see the end of the people. They were running. More like they told them something that they have prevailed, and they were running into the city to get established. I saw it happening. And Lord said, the same mistake that happened in Jos is about to happen here. I told you about that time. The same mistake that happened in Jos that made them to have dominion in the city. They began buying properties and own places and etc. Because of people's personal selfish interests. I saw it happening. And lately, the Lord opened my eyes to see how they began to enter into the city. Because there's supposed to be a major hit even in the city. My eyes were open, I saw it. A major hit in the city. I began to say, I'm being 100% serious. Even where we stay, I was prophesying. While I was praying, I was just prophesying against it in the name of Jesus. I prophesied against it. Because I was seeing them entering the city, having ground, and the mouth of the ruler sealed. I couldn't explain what I was seeing. And I began to pray. That's why this evening, I came with the burden from home. And I said, we must pray about this, and somehow I will not forget. And while we're praying, I saw handcuffs in the realm of the spirit. Because, you see, most times Christians have this habit. You see them saying, what will we do? We can do something. The kingdom of God was likened also to, what is this thing in what is to make puff, yeast. That yeast is small, but the effect is big. We may be small here, but the effect of our prayer is mighty. It is cutting across the state. I tell you. There is fire being set in their camps. You will see confusion happening. And I tell you, most people who are supporting this thing, you can go and write this thing down. They will be politically useless in these states. I mean, they will be so amazed. They will have the worst political careers. Most people, anybody, just watch and see. So that when it begins to happen, you can write their name that they belong to it. Because God will single-handedly frustrate all of their efforts. You know, I saw a video today, I couldn't help but start crying, that an old woman over, you can tell over 120, 130 years, was moving like this, running away with children from a village. An old woman. Like this. Children were following her. Meaning she was running away from her father's land, her mother's land, what do they call it? No place to stay. And this bastard moving around like they own the town. Have you seen them around? You are traveling to Abuja, you see those bastards everywhere. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I've said something before, I sound like a carnal man, but I know what I'm telling you. If you are traveling and you have a car, travel with protective measures. I know what I'm telling you. You pray and you travel with what? Protective measures. The Lord give you understanding what I mean by protective measures. Even road safety say if you are traveling, you should have a cutlass in your car. Should in case the car have an accident, you can cut it. You know it's good. It's legal to have a cutlass in your car. You don't know. How many of you drive cars there? You understand what I'm trying to say? You have razor, then a cutlass. Thank God they always said it. It was not a mistake. Have protective measures and be very careful. Night journeys, avoid them. We don't have a government that is interested in the life of nobody. We have a government that is only interested in their selfish ambitions. And I have a word for such government. They don't know that when they come out of their box, they will become more stronger. Nobody is greater than the people. The people are the government. It's one thing many people don't understand. The people are the government. If you come out of that box of your fear, because I can tell you what is happening in this administration, you are even stronger than the people where you are. So go back home and keep on praying and thanking God. Are you listening to me? And that peace will come in our state in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let's be seated.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.